Welcome back, 1221, 1260 WRC. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times, and I'm joined now by Deborah Simmons. She writes the Washington Times column entitled, Can We Talk? And today's is D.C. Weighs Job Killing Per Employee Service Fee. You know, it never seems to fail. You and I talk about some crazy things, that city officials come up with, and this sounds like another one.
It is. And, I mentioned this briefly in a column before the Christmas holidays, but I figure, okay, they actually made their official presentation at City Hall the other day, so maybe nobody was listening. So I thought this was the perfect time to go back and remind everybody that, I mean, this really is one of those things that's a job killer. There's no doubt about it. You try to make the city attractive so that businesses, large and small, can come here. And then you say, oh, by the way,
$25
a head
per employee every quarter has to be paid by the employer to the city.
To the city. Okay. It's called a local service fee.
Local service fee. It's not a tax.
No.
It's a local service fee.
Yeah, exactly.
All right,
which
so
means
it's a
tax.
It's $100 a year for each employee.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Ann and I, earlier in the show, I had mentioned to Ann, I said, you know, you look around here, there are a lot of employees here at the Washington Times. It's in Northeast Washington.
Right.
That means somebody here has got to authorize a check going to the city.
Mm-hmm.
$100 for every employee every year.
Every year.
It's and what are they going to use the money for?
Well, that's one of the rubs. That's one of the rubs. Because one of the complaints of people, officials, and other city leaders who have been pushing the commuter tax, which D.C. cannot execute, is that we're providing water and sewer services, public safety, and fire service and those sorts of things to people who do not even live here. We have to clear the snow. Woe is them, right?
Yeah, right. That doesn't happen anywhere
because
else.
What I think city officials do not really appreciate are the gazillions of tax dollars that come here simply because we're the nation's capital.
That's right.
And they're already helping pay for us.
Yeah.
But they've always wanted to level this commuter tax. And I just think it's downright unfair. We lured Costco, we lured Walmart, we're luring a lot of tech businesses. And they have 25, you know, some of these small businesses only have 25, 50 employees, aren't even making money or breaking even yet.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are levying a new, they call it fee, I call it tax.
Yeah, well, you and I have been around long enough to know that this commuter tax is a reoccurring thing that pops its ugly head every couple of years.
Yep.
And they've been trying and trying, and it fails at every turn.
Yeah.
So I guess this is another angle.
Yeah, because they're looking at, and this is what I thought was so stealthy, is that the city would actually levy this by looking at the unemployment records, which means they get your Social Security number, the tax ID numbers, if you're a corporation or a subcontractor or the contractor. So they've got all this personal data, and now they can figure out where is this person living,
mm-hmm.
are they actually paying money in D.C., in Maryland, maybe, or Virginia and Delaware, where we have a lot of our employers in this city actually do live. Are they paying their taxes there? Are they claiming D.C. is their home, personal residence? See, a lot of information goes out just by the city being able to trace you or your company through these tax ID and Social Security numbers.
You know, it's interesting you bring that up because other states do have agreements where if you work out of state, then you pay taxes in the state in which you work,
mm-hmm.
as well.
A reciprocity tax. Yes.
Okay. And I'm surprised that the district doesn't have that yet.
Well, Maryland and Virginia are usually the first and most vocal opponents doing that because their residents, their constituents are working and gathering up the sausage making money in the district.
That's right.
But they're bringing it home to their home state. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, the other part of this would be, this is an awful stunt to pull in an election year.
Oh, yeah. I think it was deliberate. I must have been asleep at the switch on that one when they first even started talking about pulling together this tax revision panel. And it might have been because we've had one before. We had, the city had one about 15, 18 years ago when it was wallowing in red ink.
Yeah.
They created a tax review commission. They straightened and reconfigured practically every tax in the city. And that's one of the benefits of being here now, while we have the cranes going up, while we do have a lot of economic development, because they lowered the taxes. Now the city officials are saying, but we need to bring in more revenue. And that always means that taxes and fees are going to increase. Mm-hmm. And in this election year, because all the major players in that race, in the mayoral race, they're all Democrats. They're going to be crawling all over themselves to see where they, but the one candidate I really want to talk to is Andy Shalal. He is a businessman. He owns several establishments and he's a huge philanthropist. So I do want to get his perspective on that.
Yeah.
And not just Mayor Vincent Grace.
Yeah, it's funny you said that because I'm looking down here and I had made a note. Has anyone on the council or in the mayor's office actually ever owned their own business?
Right.
That was my question to you. And I'm assuming that most haven't.
No, they haven't. They've sucked in business. I'm sure there were some who do business on the side, and they might consider themselves a quote-unquote LLC because they do some lawyering and attorney things and tax preparation or stuff like that when they were young or just out of college and that sort of thing. But they've all been up there on that. They're paycheck earners is what they are.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that.
Yeah. Any talk ever of actually lowering spending in the District of Columbia? You know, I was just trying to think. I have never, ever heard that. I mean, you hear it from time to time in some of the outlying states, you know, that, hey, we need to cut cost here. I don't think I've ever heard that when it comes to the district.
No, even Capitol Hill talks about that. Isn't that amazing? Congress does occasionally say we need to trim spending.
Well, the other reason I bring that up is because I was just talking with David Keene a little while ago, and we were talking about Scott Walker in Wisconsin.
Oh, okay,
and here's a guy, comes in, you know, takes a blue state, turns it red, comes up with $1 billion in surplus, and decides,
Went 10 rounds with the union.
Yeah. Yeah, right. And then says, you know what we're going to do with the surplus? We're going to give it back.
Right.
Wow. What a novel approach.
What a novel approach. Exactly. No, in City Hall, that kind of discussion usually doesn't go on. What goes on is, if the city has a surplus, or even if it doesn't, what comes up is always the social service needs and the safety net. We're trying to find a way to bolster the safety net.
Mm-hmm.
And now one of the other big discussions is affordable housing. Nobody ever explains because what's affordable to me may not be affordable to you.
Yeah. I always love it when they go, well, you know, infrastructure and education.
Yeah,
that's where we're putting this money.
Oh, yeah, they throw dollars at education and don't even know where it's going to land.
That's right. That's exactly right. All right, folks, if you haven't read this, please check it out. D.C. weighs job killing per employee service fee. Yeah, job killer indeed. It's by Deborah Simmons. It's in today's Washington Times. You can also check it out online at WashingtonTimes.com if you don't stop and get the hard copy of the paper, the print edition. I still do. Every single day I have to have it in
my
hands.
Me too.
I don't know what it is. Maybe I'm old. You're not, but I am. That's Ann always tells me I'm old. So anyway, she just did again, shaking her head. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Deborah. Good to see you.
Thanks. Very grateful.
All right, folks, stay tuned. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, we'll check in with sports editor Mike Harris. An Olympic update. Maybe some Redskins news. Maybe something on the Nats. The Daytona 500. I don't know if he'll have something on that, but who knows? He might. And Val Richardson has the story of New York possibly becoming two separate states. You won't want to miss it. Stay right here.